bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior from Australia, and with me is Daisy Papp from Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today, down under in the future?
I am amazing, Daisy. We have had so much support and so many people reach out to us. I am just overwhelmed and feeling so humble that we are managing to reach so many people and help them. It is absolutely fantastic. We've even had so much financial support flood in, and people encourage us, give us feedback, send us emails, ask us to come on their podcast shows. It's just been phenomenal. We are so excited. I know you're with me on that one, Daisy.
Totally. It's amazing. So that we have increasing numbers of countries that we're reaching. And not only like countries that everybody would know, like off the top of your head, but really like even Yemen, and what was the other one that was so, Tobago and Trinidad, it's also not a big country in the Caribbean, then Bangladesh, Israel, it's like, well, Israel is big, I know, but that we reach them and it's so wonderful.
Yes, it's amazing.
We had someone from Zimbabwe and it's just, wow, big countries, small countries, tiny countries, in Cambodia.
Yeah, it's so exciting to reach people that otherwise we wouldn't have been able to, and be able to impact their lives positively. It gives us both great joy. So please don't stop. Keep talking to us. Keep giving us your feedback. Send us emails on our website, baldandblonde.live. We have contact forms in every page for each podcast. We have a contact us page. It's so easy to reach out. Or you can join us on Facebook in our group, Dream Life Creators, where we deliver what we call the Dream Life Blueprint, which helps you make huge transformations in your life that benefit you and your family. And everybody is welcome. We have people from over 71 countries, I think, now in the group. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. It's mind-blowing, but we're truly excited about the impact we're having.
Yeah, it's a lot of effort that we're putting in there, and we so appreciate that the effort is appreciate it.
Yes.
I think that closes the circle. That makes it really beautiful.
Yes.
So what is it that you want to discuss today? Because I'm sitting on pins and needles.
Yes, if you haven't heard yet, guys, I only give Daisy our topic right as we press record. So she doesn't actually know what's coming in this episode, and very rarely does, because we find that it makes it more off the cuff, conversational, and more interesting for you guys. So Daisy, today I would like to talk about memory because it's a really interesting topic. Mm-hmm. And possibly one that's not really talked about that much, but there's some stuff that I think we all need to know around that. And I know that you will have a gem for us about it too, because you always do.
Thank you. But I need to find it first. So let me just scan my brains what's in there. Well, the first that comes to my mind when I think of memory, it is subjective.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is a huge point. Let's explain to our listeners what we mean by subjective.
Okay. So my memory is mine and your memory is yours. And I give you a very clear example. Identical twins growing up in the same family at the same time, same era, time and age, can be in the same family at the same family table, same moment, and having completely different memory of what happened there.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is because we all filter through our own experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And in addition that we filter through our past experiences, we also have filters that come through the evaluation process. So, for example, you like the color blue. I very much dislike the color blue. For example, this is not true. I'm just making this up. Let's say I love the color red, and you just say, no, how can somebody like color red?
Well, I do feel that way about pink.
Okay, so I'm glad. Ooh, I was lucky. Yes, I picked the right color. Yay, I didn't say pink. Let's say you and I go into the museum. There is no really color that I don't like at all. Maybe the purple colors is something that I would not wear, but as a color itself, it can still be beautiful. But let's say you and I, we go into a museum, and let's say there's one section where there are the pink paintings. You will perceive these pink paintings completely differently than I, because you already have kind of an aversion against pink.
It's just a certain sort of shade that I just really don't connect with. Maybe it's just a little bit girly for me, and I've never really been that way. You know, it's that baby pink.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just, I don't know what it is. I just do not like it.
Okay. But you have the right to like it or dislike it. Nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
So now when we go somewhere and let's say I loved pink lilies or pink roses, and we go and walk, let's say, in the botanical garden, and I said, wow, did you see those? Because a year later, after visiting the botanical garden, you and I tell you, do you remember? And then I was sitting there close to the bench because I so enjoyed being surrounded by the pink roses. And I said, no, I have no clue. There were no pink roses. Because all you did, you were focusing on the white tulips, for example, or white orchids to stick in the family, or white roses. Hmm?
Yeah.
So memory has also to do with focus. So for example, if I was bit by a dog, then I have a very different relation and perception of dogs than, let's say, if you were a person who was breeding dogs and make a living with it.
Yeah.
So therefore, it is very individual and it's subjective. Now, when it comes to communication, I know we're talking about memory, but when it comes to communication, many arguments stem from, you're stupid, you don't remember that. Hmm? Have you ever heard something like that along the lines?
Yes, and I think also from people remembering things differently.
And then, are you stupid? That is not how it was.
Yeah.
So when we get out of that mindset that my memory is the one and only, because here's one more thing about memory. It's not like you're taking your video cam or your webcam or your phone nowadays or your tablet and video what's happening. The brain doesn't function like it. We perceive reality through the five senses. When I'm in a good mood, I will have a different perception than when I'm, let's say, in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's say a year passes or one day passes or 24 hours pass. Depending on what I was thinking about what happened there, but I didn't record it. I'm not the cell phone. I'm not the webcam. I'm not the video camera or cell phone or whatever. In order for me to connect to the memory, I have to reconstruct it. So it's not like I'm switching on the database and then on the computer, oh, I have the file somewhere here. No, no, no. So the brain is reconstructing it. Now, there are studies where they look at witnesses. Let's say somebody witnessed an accident or bank robbery. And they made experiments with the witnesses that after a while, the story changes. When you ask 1,000 witnesses, you get most likely 1,000 stories. And when you wait a week, you get, again, from the same 1,000 people, 1,000 new stories, because things in the meantime changed. Now, let's be factual here. What really happened, happened the way it happened. But we humans don't have that capability of absolutely recalling exactly how it happened.
Yes, there are actually a few people on the planet who can do that, have perfect recall. But for the most of us, no.
There are some people who have very good recall, perfect. I'm not aware of that because it goes through the five senses. There are people who are more in the visual. There are people who are more auditive. I heard that. I heard the sound of this, that, and specifically can describe it. I am not aware that there is a person through the five senses who has perfect recall. Maybe they do. I'm not sure.
Perhaps that was the wrong way to say it, but I've heard the term, meaning that some people have the ability to actually, for example, read something and mm-hmm. be able to recite it all because they've got a photographic memory. But for the most of us, we do not.
We do not. There are artists.
Yeah.
There's this one kid from Great Britain. They take him up with a helicopter over a city They did it over London. I've seen it. They did it over, I'm not sure if they did it Hong Kong, but they did it over New York City. Yep. So he flies, I think 15 minutes. The helicopter is just flying around there. And then they have this huge canvas or paper that's huge, really. It's like filling up a room. And this kid is over days. It's just drawing everything it saw. And even the count of windows on these high rises is exact.
Wow.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
I think they flew him also over Rome.
That's phenomenal. Yeah.
So that's the photographic memory.
Right.
That does exist. But the average Homo sapiens does not really have that. Now, when there's an argument, let's say at a family reunion, they say, oh, do you remember Joe said that? No, I never said that. So now you're calling me a liar? You see, and ooh, the fire goes up. Explosion already here. So we want to learn about our memory, not the others. That's their responsibility. But when we choose to become a self-developer, I'm committed to self-develop myself, to become the best version I can be, best person I can possibly be. Then I can start realizing, okay, memory is a reconstruction. It's not fixed data. Therefore, when I communicate, I can ask, hey, last year when we went to Orlando, I remember seeing ABC. So you see here in the communication, I'm already adding into it, I remember seeing. I'm not stating, I saw that. I saw that. You didn't see it, so you're stupid. You're blind or what? You know, the typical kind of when the arguments start. When I become aware that my memory is not perfect, then it becomes also easier for me to allow others to have a memory that's not perfect. And then when we start communicating like that, I think it creates a much more peaceful environment. Is that helpful?
I think that's a really great point. We're going to jump to a break just quickly right now, but when we get back, we're going to get into that much deeper. So make sure you stay with us, guys. We'll be right back. And thanks for staying with us, guys. I'm really excited now. Daisy's going to start giving us some real juice around how to verbalize, how to change sort of the way we think about what memory is so that we can change our behavior and be happier. I'm all about being happier. I love being happy. I try to be happy every single day.
Yes, me too. I think it is very important to see the little happy moments because all we have is moment after moment after moment that we can make a conscious decision regarding our attitude.
Absolutely, which is what we encourage you guys to do. Let's consciously choose to be self-aware and to understand these things about ourselves so we can be our best version. So, Daisy, when we talk about memory and start changing the way we talk, like you just said before the break, that if I add the words I remember into the sentence, it gives that sentence a whole different dynamic.
And it gives me the freedom that I could be wrong.
Yes, and that's okay. Exactly. We're allowed to be wrong.
So because when I say, I remember there was a vase last week, I wonder where the vase is. Do you remember that there was a vase or am I imagining it? It's different than when I say, where did you put the vase? There was a vase. And then I'm stating it.
Yes. And you're also daring them to say the opposite or object or tell you're wrong. Like it's so much more confrontational.
Yeah, yeah. So we can become more diplomatic. Now, memory also is very important when it comes to learning. The repetition is a very important aspect to repeat specific things.
Like we did math, 1 times 1 is 1. 1 times 2 is 2.
Yes.
And that's what we would do. Every day in school, we'd recite the times tables over and over. And it becomes second nature after a while to know the numbers.
You won't forget it.
Yes.
It's interesting. The other day, I remember that my son, when he was in boarding school in Switzerland, he had a little Chinese friend, Shaoli, and cute little kid. And he was so good with origami. That's the Japanese art of folding papers. And it just randomly came to my mind and I said, hey, do you remember how you did that 2D folding and then you just put a little air in it and it blew up into a 3D cube? He says, yes, of course, I remember. And then he was showing it and he knew exactly how to do it. Now, how is it more easy to remember something? There's one very specific ingredient that helps us. It is the excitement.
Ah.
When I need to learn something, that I'm not in the mood to, oh, now I have to learn how this goes. 2 and 2 is what? 2 times 2 is what? Oh, now again, I have to do these number tables and now this table and this and that and the other. And my attitude, right? I'm producing a different biochemical environment within me. But now when there comes excitement to it, then that is almost like a fertilizer in our brain. And it's so much easier to remember.
I love that. That's so cool. And when I think about that, I think you've actually hit the nail on the head. Because when we don't really want to do something, it's much harder, isn't it?
Yeah. And now here's what you can do. It has not to do so much with the memory, but it has to do with the fertilizer that then makes your memory more memorable and more exciting. How to create beautiful memories. If you need to clean the house because you see it's just about time, you will have to do it either way, right? And you can choose your attitude. You can either say, oh, I have to clean this house and here's some more dust as well. Oh, did you see that? And now I just cleaned that and now it's dirty again. And that dust, tell me where the dust comes from. You know the story. Could be cleaning the car, washing the car, mowing the lawn. It could be all kinds of things. Hmm? And we can either go about it this way or we can say, so I'm going to clean this house. I'm choosing to, and I'm going to make it really memorable this time. Put on the music, dance around it. I give you a very personal story from my life. I have a Ferrari in the closet.
What?
Don't get me wrong. It's not a Ferrari, but I call it Ferrari. My vacuum cleaner is red, and I nicknamed it Ferrari for that one reason. To create a different quality of memory.
I love that. That's awesome.
Instead of me picking out the, oh, I have to vacuum. No, let me pick the Ferrari. Let's do it. And then I switch on my music. It's boosting and, oh, my Mozart is playing in every single room or my Hummel is playing or Beethoven. And I'm just there and I'm just happy to do it because first of all, I'm with this attitude, okay, let me create this memory because I will remember the next day that I cleaned the house, probably because I may enjoy it. I may like it. Or I may feel it in my back because, oh, I was doing this and now I feel a little pain here or there, or I feel exhausted or tired. But if in the meantime, I choose to make it a really great experience with that little excitement, the memory will be very different and it will be so much more memorable. So now that is something we all can do. Every single moment we're creating a memory. We're not aware of it. Only in hindsight. That's when we realize, oh, wow. That's when we see, had I just been in a better mood, choose it. Every single moment. Because we are not aware most of the time that we're creating memories every moment we live. So make it a good one.
And that's what we're all about, guys. We're all about choosing, taking responsibility for your own actions, your own behaviors, your own feelings. And if you go back to our very first episode we released, it's called Who Are You? If you have not listened to it yet, guys, we really encourage you to do because it is foundational in what Daisy and I are trying to teach and spread the word on, that everything really is about how you choose to behave.
I agree. One more aspect I would like to mention here about memory. When we think back and choose to think of a memory, choose the better memories that make you feel good. Because here's the thing. The truth is that the past is over. And another truth is that you cannot suffer from the past unless you recreate it or reconstruct it. It's effort. And instead of me, let's say I had once a horse, a wonderful horse. Wow, she was the mare. I'm telling you, she was just like fantastic. And I don't have her anymore. Now it's my choice. Do I think of the great times I had with her? Or do I think about, oh, I don't have her anymore? That's my choice.
Yes.
You see that we have power over our life experience, no matter what the memories are. Because when we start mastering our mind, we become the boss. The master. We take our power back.
Yes.
And just not allow it to just randomly pick a memory and then randomly out of the blue, I'm sitting here, it's beautiful, the ambience, the music, everything is wonderful. And then one bad memory and this entire thing goes south. Hmm? Because I remember last year you gave me that look and I will never forget it, for example. And then the beautiful honeymoon, it's over.
Yeah. And the other person might not even remember giving that look.
That's right. And maybe they didn't.
Maybe you just perceived it that way.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they did it because they, okay, I know, why do I come up with these examples, but maybe the other person needed to fart and they were trying to avoid it. And that's why they gave you that look. Think of it that way. It could be.
We do make funny faces when we're trying to hold in that air.
Well, the gas needs to go somewhere. So again, perception, you see. So
yes,
be good to yourself and make a list of great memories for yourself so that you have a list like memory lane where you can go whenever you feel a little bit not on the best level, not in the best mood, not the greatest attitude, that you have that list of great memories that are uplifting.
Yes.
And then go back to them. Your body will follow and you will feel better.
Yes.
Remember.
We just had a pinky moment. I was going to say, remember where your focus goes.
Everything grows.
Everything grows.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So choose, guys. Make a conscious choice. Take control back. Empower yourselves. That's what we're all about helping you do. And make sure you come and join us in Dream Life Creators on Facebook, where we do so much more with our tribe. We actually go live into that group at least twice a month, do in-depth exercises with people. We have group workshops. We have loads of information in there that will actually help you make transformation in your life. So if you love our podcasts, come and join the group. We'd love to have you.
That's right. And remember that memory is also repetition. If you want to memorize something and you're really committed to be a self-developer, to become the best version of yourself, a little practice, repetition makes a master,
yeah.
But only if you repeat the good stuff.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us. I'm so fulfilled, really.
Yes, thanks everybody out there for joining us week after week and for showing your support, sending us your feedback, your love, your questions. And thank you to everybody out there who's also supported us financially. That enables us to keep doing this podcast and to do the further work that we do. It is fantastic to know that we have such great support and we are going to keep going, guys. So make sure you tune in and listen to our next episode. We release one every week.
Yes, and nobody knows what the topic is but Kathy.
It is the fun part for me.
Yes.
So thanks, everybody, once again. We are Bald and Blonde,
the Mindset Evolution Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution Podcast. Make sure you like our podcast, comment, and leave us a 5-star review. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. Share with your friends and loved ones. Leave a comment and reach out to us with questions and how we can help you change your life. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you next time.